In municipal elections across the state yesterday, results were mixed in votes that dealt with local option for marijuana sales and grow operations. North Pole voters banned commercial marijuana in their city during their municipal election. North Pole joins a handful of municipalities around the state, including Delta Junction, that have taken advantage of the local option section of the state's marijuana statute. In Juneau, voters overwhelmingly approved a special 3% sales tax on marijuana products through Proposition 1. This brings the total marijuana tax to 8%, the same rate as alcohol. In Petersburg, residents have voted to allow commercial marijuana sales and imports in the borough by a wide margin. And voters in the Matanuska-Susitna borough overwhelmingly turned down a citizens' ballot initiative banning the commercial growth and sale of cannabis in the borough. Unofficial election results show Proposition B1 failed by about 1,000 votes. Alaska Public Media's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Unofficial election results show more than 8,700 borough voters voted against Proposition B1, which would have banned retail marijuana businesses in areas outside of the borough's three cities. 7,271 voters supported the ban. Sarah Williams, who heads the Borough Assembly's Marijuana Advisory Committee, had this reaction.
We're so excited that the voters of the Matanuska Borough voted for economic prosperity and really realizing that a regulated market is the best thing overall for the borough and for jobs and economic development.
Borough voters also approved a 5% sales tax on marijuana products, a heavier than usual, and that's 23.6% turnout, could have been attributed to the marijuana issue, but borough mayor Vern Halter says a $22 million recreation bond also drew voters to the polls.
I'm extremely excited about the rec bond passing, you know, to fix up our swimming pools and our ice arena, plus some of the work on the recreational trails. It's just very exciting. And the way it passed with the numbers, too. And, you know, I guess it didn't surprise me that the no vote on marijuana passed and that they'll go ahead and let the state initiative to go ahead, you know. And I mean, the numbers are kind of surprising me. It's pretty strong. Pretty strong numbers in my mind.
The marijuana initiative, Proposition B1, was the subject of a lawsuit brought against the borough by several potential marijuana growers. Last week, a state superior court judge denied the plaintiffs an injunction against the ballot initiative. In the Borough Assembly District 1 race, incumbent Jim Sykes led challenger Brian Endel by 140 votes. District 2 incumbent Matthew Beck ran unopposed. More than 3,400 absentee and questioned ballots remain to be counted. The borough election will be certified on October 18th. I'm Ellen Lockyer.